what are the attributes that make a person, allow a person to do their best consistently? And those attributes nobody invented, they evolved. They are confidence, optimism, tenacity, and enthusiasm. And together, they form what I like to call your coat of armor, meaning that it's going to protect yourself from the daily pressures that you have so that you can perform more consistently. For example, confidence allows you to approach a task with a positive mindset rather than trepidation. Now, confidence was just as important 25,000 years ago as it is today. The young warrior 25,000 years ago who was confident had an edge, just like the individual who is confident today in his or her job has an edge. It allows you to approach the situation with a positive mindset. If you're anxious when you have to do a task, it is very hard to be all in. Optimism gives you positive expectations that you will exceed. So when I'm optimistic and I'm doing something, I believe I'm going to succeed. That only makes me more confident. See, all of these attributes blend with each other. And also, optimism helps you realize you can influence the outcome. You know, why try if you don't think you can believe that you can influence the outcome? A big difference between optimists and pessimists is that pessimists tend to think they have no influence over the outcome. That's why they don't keep their doctor's appointments. Going to the doctor isn't going to do anything for my health. Optimists tend to believe that they can influence their health by going to the doctor. That is a big difference. And then we have tenacity. Look around. Everybody listening, look around you and you will see the results of tenacity from books, bridges, iPhones. All of these are complete because people have learned to be tenacious. It keeps you going. And with tenacity, starts, how does a person become tenacious? It starts with meaningful goals. The first goal for man was to find food. Nobody had to tell you, go out and find food. Your stomach told you to do that. So we make ourselves tenacious by beginning with meaningful goals. And after you establish meaningful goals, then you need to focus, because focus and learning how to focus, you know, a little exercise might be pick an object in your house and see how long you can focus on it without being distracted. Then turn the TV set on and do the same exercise. Focus allows you to see the path so that you can reach your goal. And then we have the importance of hope. Hope is what keeps you going. Remember in the Shawshank Redemption, Andy Dufresne said, hope is the best of all possible things. See, if you have no hope, you give up. So the way that you instill hope in yourself is to have multiple, what we call, pathways. Pathways are like roads, different avenues to help you get to your goal. The more pathways you can find, the more hope you have. So a football team, all of a sudden, is down because we have no chance of winning. All of a sudden, they get a great quarterback. Then they get two wide receivers. Hey, we can win, because now they are seeing different pathways to that Super Bowl. And then finally, in the concept of tenacity, is that you have to learn how to cope. You have to be able to problem solve, because if you can't problem solve, anytime you have an obstacle, you will just give up. So learning problem-solving skills are very important. And then finally, we come to E, enthusiasm. Now, everybody gets enthusiasm when two things happen. One, when you complete a goal, you automatically become enthusiastic. And two, when something you find interests you. So if you go out with a person and you like them, you become enthusiastic because you are interested in them. But in a work environment, we don't complete goals every day, and we don't do interesting things every day. So it's very important to learn how to make yourself enthusiastic. Everybody listening, if you want to make yourself enthusiastic, start clapping vigorously. Just clap, 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 clap it up, and just like you're giving yourself a round of applause. I do that every morning when I get out of bed. I give myself a feverish round of applause, and now I am aroused. Remember what enthusiasm is. It's physical arousal with positive thoughts. It's the blending of those things. If you want to make yourself enthusiastic during the day, think of funny things that have happened in your life. And that will give you a burst of enthusiasm as well. Smile. The more you smile, the more enthusiastic you will feel. So taken together, this confidence, this optimism, tenacity, and enthusiasm allows us to do our best every day. And some of those moments that we occur every day happen to be pressure moments. So the solutions that we talked about are for, you know, right when you're doing the pressure moment, but the long-term strategies are building this coat of armor.